Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Ben Green, who's the co-founder of Ready to Retire. Ben, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you so much. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, I love when I talk with people and hear perspectives and how they serve their clients and just to get the picture of what you've been doing and your vision of what the industry is. And I love the name Ready to Retire, the number two, because it's like, are you really ready? And most people, if you took that anonymous survey, might be checking the box. Nope. So I want to hear what you do with your clients, but get us started off with a little bit of your background and your story and how you got into the financial industry in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think with Ready to Retire, it's a pretty simple name and folks, you know, understand kind of immediately what it actually means. And we try to keep that sort of simplicity and transparency across everything we do. And so, so I have a background in finance, got my BA in finance from Morehouse College, did an MBA at the University of South Carolina, and, you know, got lots of certifications from other, you know, other colleges, and have spent about 10 years overseas, Mike, in Japan, Spain, and Brazil, working for private companies and doing some teaching work actually for folks. And really in 2010, kind of came back, you know, came back to the U.S. And really started up a firm called Insurance Advantage with my brother and another partner. And we at that time were really interested in serving folks who were underserved, whether they were millionaires or, you know, had $500 to their name. We felt that folks were underserved when it came to healthcare and health insurance. And we kind of really got started from there in 2010, and then kind of have progressed from the health insurance side to helping folks with things like life insurance, disability, long-term care, and Medicare and Social Security planning. And that's how we got pulled into doing full-blown, you know, customized retirement planning with Ready to Retire.
You know, I like that progression that you laid out there, because when you begin to think about the far off future, you know, being ready to retire, that you typically go to where should I put money here and rates of return and things like that, and taxes and insurance. But a lot of times you do not think about actually, you know, property and casualty and your homeowners insurance and your life insurance and your healthcare, because these are costs that are really foundational. And if they're not set up the right way, they could really impact being ready to retire, right? Is that what you found with your working with your clients over the years?
Absolutely, Mike. And ironically, we actually started doing more retirement planning because we were getting referrals from financial advisors, quote unquote, who, you know, only really take a look at someone's 401k or their mutual funds, et cetera. And they were not looking at the entire picture. Okay. So we would get referrals from financial advisors and other, you know, insurance agents to talk about Medicare, talk about Social Security, you know, help folks through the long-term care planning process and helping them to get long-term care insurance and a plan in place. We even got questions because we had some expertise around estate planning. And so what we found and what we really like to teach everyone that we talk to is that when you look at financial advising and when you look at the retirement planning process, a lot of folks just focus on the 401k or their retirement, you know, portion of their plan that involves the mutual funds and the IRAs. And that is only a piece, maybe 25%, maybe 35%, may even be half of the overall pie. But the bottom line is that things like estate planning, tax planning, you know, the long-term care planning and you know, making sure that you have the entire holistic plan in place are really important. So we help folks through that entire process and not just the investment planning piece.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you were describing that, it made me think of, you know, this quote. I know you've probably seen some variation of it online where someone might be asked about their retirement plan. They're like, oh man, I'm confident that half of my retirement plan is just running like a top. I just don't know which half it is. You know, and it's like what you said there, the 401k, the IRAs, those things, those are typically foundational, but it's just a small percentage, because if you only have 30 to 50% of your, you know, of retirement plan dialed in well and based on those kind of products, that other half can really throw you for a loop. So talk a little bit about some of that other half and how you apply it with your clients.
Yeah. And really, Mike, is the foundation of Ready to Retire. And so when we think about this process, we like to give the example of Mount Everest. Okay.
Yeah.
So when someone is climbing Mount Everest, you know, they prepared, they packed up, maybe they've, you know, taken 20 or 30 years to get prepared to climb Mount Everest, and they successfully climb it and they get to the peak. And then the easy part should be coming down the mountain. Okay. So when you're climbing Mount Everest as you know, a 30, 40, 50 year old, and you're investing in the market and your dollar cost averaging in, you know, you're going up that mountain, and that can be tough. But where you actually see the most deaths on Mount Everest is folks, once they reach that peak, as they come
coming down,
55% of the deaths on Mount Everest actually happen coming down that mountain.
Wow.
And that's kind of counterintuitive, but that is why we, you know, we tell folks that you have to look at not just the you know, the 401k or the 457 or your TSP plan, but you also have to look at the risks as you're really going through life, and then certainly in your preservation and your kind of decumulation years as you're withdrawing money from retirement. So we cover things, Mike, you know, like healthcare and Medicare, right? The long-term care plans that can really destroy people's, you know, total retirement savings, volatility, and certainly the volatility that we see in the markets today. And, you know, it kind of happens. We could be recording this, and, you know, and talking about this at any time, and there's always volatility in the markets.
Yeah.
Of course, we've seen a lot of inflation in the last couple of years, and everyone is aware of that every time you go to the gas station. And then we always have to look at what the government is doing in terms of taxes and policies and how that's going to affect our lives and our lifestyle in retirement. And we take a look at estate planning to make sure that that's all buttoned up. And then maybe the number one fear or concern besides long-term care for a lot of retirees now is outliving their money.
Yeah. You know, many of these things that you mentioned in that description, I would say we could bundle all of that up and liken it to the holes in the bucket analogy, right? You think about the bucket as your, you know, retirement wealth, and the water is the money that's in there, and the holes are the things that can make the money go out. Well, healthcare, long-term care, becoming disabled, taxes, inflation, volatility, all of those things need to be addressed so that it keeps as much water in the bucket as possible.
That's absolutely right. So yeah. So if you take healthcare as an example, my first client, actually, before I really knew what I was doing 23 years ago, what was my mother. Okay. She was getting divorced, from my dad. It was an amicable divorce. And so we were kind of going over, you know, all the different, finances. And she asked me about her, you know, her health benefits at her job. She's super well educated, a master's, you know, and a PhD in education. She was an elementary school principal at the time, but at that time, 23, you know, 24 years ago, we had never really spoken about finances, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons we got into this career in this industry is to help educate people about their benefits and their insurance, their finances, and to make them feel comfortable about asking questions, because there are no stupid questions when it comes to this stuff, because we simply do not receive this education. And so with my mom, we sat down with her, took a look at her benefit package, and then I started getting into things like, you know, what her 401k was. And at the time, Mike, she did not have a 401k. She really hadn't put together a retirement plan or taken advantage of that. She did have a pension through the, you know, through her school district, but that was about it. She had not taken a look at her Social Security at that time. And she, so of course, did not have a plan, you know, for Medicare and things like that were going to come down the line. We also took a look at her long-term care to get that in place at that time. And, you know, over that, the 2000s, and, you know, 2015 sort of period, really started taking a look at the volatility in the stock market to make sure that she was taken care of as she approached retirement.
You know, you bring up a big point right there, which is these are things that she just had her head down creating her career. you know, master's, PhD, being the principal, and oh yeah, I've got that pension plan. The phrase para jumps into my mind, but whatever those letters stand for, I know it's an educational, you know, pension plan. Well, she might have thought that's good, but it could have been better. And when you think about like long-term care, sometimes people think, well, that just won't happen to me. And that might be the case until it does. So what are some of the statistics you've heard about some of these things that could, you know, impede those holes in the bucket? Like how prevalent is the need for long-term care? And what if I became disabled and, you know, how would I supplement my income that way?
Yeah. So when you're really under about, you know, 55 or 60 years old, Mike, the number one fear and the number one concern for you should be not early death, actually, but early becoming disabled early. Okay. And not being able to receive a paycheck and go to work. And so becoming disabled, you have about a 1 out of 4 chance in becoming disabled for at least a 2-year period. And that is when the paychecks can stop. And of course, the bills continue and do not stop. And so it's really important, especially during those accumulation years, to make sure people have long-term disability in place, ideally even some short-term disability in place. And for my mom, she was sort of transitioning in her late 50s and 60s towards retirement, we started talking about long-term care for both her and my dad. The statistics are pretty alarming. Essentially, 70% of Americans will need some sort of home health care or nursing home care or skilled nursing facility care in their lifetimes. Okay, Mike, it's typically around 60% of men, and it's around 75% for women. And the men stay in around 18 to 24 months. Women can stay in on average between about 24 and 36 months. And we can talk about these stats all day long, but the bottom line is my family, unfortunately, is a statistic. And so my dad, who you know, like a lot of men with a lot of bravado, you know, think that long-term care is not really a need or something they need to take care of. We tried to help him get long-term care along with my mom, and my mom did take it at that time about 15 years ago, Mike. My dad did not take it, and unfortunately, my dad, from about October of 2020, really about October 2020 up to about March of 2023 here, was in a long-term care facility, and we spent around $100,000,
$120,000
wow, covering that cost, okay? And so it is, we like to make sure that folks truly understand the risk, not just to their portfolios, but to the other parts of their life, yeah, like long-term care.
Wow. You know, when you hear those stats and it's like, that could be me, and you think you're fine until you're not. And that is money coming out. That dollar figure you mentioned, that came out of the money set aside that he needed for retirement, and it's actual funds. It's cold, hard cash. So I think that is a huge piece. And obviously you mentioned briefly about people outliving their retirement, you know, because we're taking better care of ourselves. We've got better health care. We are eating better. We're getting some exercise, and people are living longer than those charts and tables years ago used to say, oh, you retire at this age, you need your money to last this many years until this age. And sometimes those are not the case, and you need to make sure that your money is ready to be ready for you when you need it. And that's a big hurdle to overcome, right?
Absolutely. And as I said, a lot of financial advisors actually send people to us, because about 80% of financial advisors are not also insurance licensed, Mike. And so this does now allow them then to talk about long-term care, talk about, you know, fixed annuities and all these other insurance products and really risk mitigation solutions that you need to have as a person as you're looking at retirement, really going through, you know, once you're going through your entire life.
100%. And then at some point you need to be thinking about, okay, I've buttoned up this piece and that piece, and over the years we've just made improvements, and now we're getting to the point where we need to think about transferring the wealth, you know, building that legacy. So talk a little bit about that side of the equation, which is really like the last piece to go, okay, my life's work is done. You know, I've got my plans in place, and here's how the money's going to transfer. And that's not just an easy check the box decision.
Absolutely. So with my mom, of course, so we took care of her Medicare plans, all right, and kind of married them with what she had from her school district. We took care of the long-term care insurance, Mike. We took care of her portfolio and actually kind of moved a tremendous amount of it away from stock market volatility and risk on a daily basis and more towards protection, right? Because she doesn't need to be, you know, in high-flying technology stocks when she's 74 years old and entering her required minimum distribution phase. So we took care of a whole lot of that. And then we also came on the other side and took care of the estate planning. So with my mom, she has, and hundreds of our clients, they have wills in place. They have the directives, right? The healthcare directives, the powers of attorney, if something bad happens. And then for a lot of them, and this is for folks, even if you do not have a lot of money, quote unquote, okay, a lot of them need trusts, especially if they have children, they have grandchildren, and they want to make sure that if something bad does happen, their wishes, their wealth, everything that they intended to happen does happen, and it's set in stone. And so we do help with estate planning through a number of estate planning and really expert trust attorneys that we have at on base, if you will. And then for my mom, when we were looking at the transition from taking a look at her pensions, so we took a look at her pension, we took a look at her Social Security and kind of the estimate of that income. And then we've also layered in her required minimum distributions so that we know exactly about how much she has coming in every year. And we're controlling for taxes with that, Mike. And so she has a tremendous amount of, that's left over kind of over what she needs. And so she does not expect to use all of that money. And she was concerned about taxes if myself or if my kids, for example, inherit that money from her. So for her, we've actually put in place a whole life insurance policy to kind of take care of the estate taxes for her.
That is so smart. You know, I think you hear sometimes you might have heard this phrase before, but as you were going through this whole conversation about how, you know, almost like a case study of your mom, you know, you hear people that go, you know what, this is the exact advice that I'd give to my mom or my family, meaning, you know, this is trustworthy advice because I'd give it to my family. Well, this is powerful advice, and it's the actual advice you gave your mom. And with good reason, because you wanted to give her the best. And this is the kind of advice and guidance that you give to your client. So I think that is so amazing, Ben, the way that you have laid this out. Is there any final thoughts that you would like to bring up and then wrap up with how people can learn more and reach out and connect with you?
Yeah. So, Mike, for the last 3 years, we've been and I've been donating my time to the Foundation for Financial Education, which is based out of Maryland. And they do a lot of work with major corporations, but also with a lot of, you know, federal and county and state employees really around the country. So I do consulting and investment and financial planning for folks all over the country. And it's been great to be able to, you know, really take a look at all Americans from, you know, whether they have 50,000 in assets or 50 million in assets. And the bottom line is regardless of the amount of assets they have, everyone gets treated the same and everyone gets the same level of education, Mike. And everyone has one or two little things here or there that they need to button up, right? And so we kind of walk through this entire financial planning process with everybody to make sure that they have all of these things in place and that there's nothing that is going to ruin their retirement and really destroy or harm their lifestyle in retirement.
I love it. Makes total sense. So what's the best way that someone can learn more and then also reach out and connect with you, Ben?
Absolutely. So they can email me at benjamin@readytoretire.net. And that's ready. And then the number 2retire.net. They, of course, can check out our website at readytoretire.net as well. And they can call our office. We have an office in Nashville, Tennessee, and also in Columbia, South Carolina. You can call 844-615-8243. And all of our consultations are complimentary, Mike. We're all about education and really helping folks, whether they're 75 or 35 years old, get their financial house in order and make sure they live their best life. So really excited to have the opportunity to talk today to you and really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And it's been a real pleasure talking with you as well, Ben. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.